You're listening to Wide World of Wrestling on TPSRadio.net with your host, Mac Rosenberg, along with the wrestling analysts Jimmy DeFalco, Mike DeSani, and Matt Rowan. And now here they are on the People's Sports Radio Network, TPSRadio.net.
TPSRadio.net's Wide World of Wrestling, coming to you live from Harrison, New York. Mac Rosenberg, Jimmy DeFalco, Mike DeSani, and Matt Rowan along with you here, and we're glad to be with you talking a lot of WWE wrestling tonight. We're also going to get into a little bit of TNA a little later. How are you guys doing tonight? Ready to talk some wrestling action?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing very good. I'm very excited to start this wrestling podcast. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. How you doing? I'm ready to talk some WWE, if you will.
All right, and we're going to go right to our first topic, guys. Number one on our list of topics tonight on the Wide World of Wrestling, Pac-Man Jones' impact on TNA, the former Tennessee Titans NFL cornerback, recently suspended from the NFL for the 2007
season. We'll talk
about
that on 4th and Inches, just letting you know.
And he says recently that he will be possibly going to TNA wrestling organization in the 2008 season. We'll go to Mike DeSani for that. Mike, what do you think about Pac-Man Jones into the wrestling industry with TNA?
I think that this is just a joke. I mean, like, he doesn't belong in the NFL, obviously. He's just got suspended and I want him there, so he's looking for something to do. Maybe it's because the wrestlers are on the roids, so maybe he's just going there to get away with the roids, you know, if he's even on them. So I don't think that he's a real big-time wrestler. Even if he does get signed by TNA, I don't think he's going to go anywhere. He's just going to be one of those busts, and then you're never going to hear of this guy again. Matt, what do you think about him?
Well, I think Pac-Man Jones, as Mike was trying to say, it obviously didn't work for him in the NFL, so he's looking to get away with the drugs, and he's trying to make money like he did in the NFL. He's going to try to make this TNA career last, and we'll see what happens with that. Jimmy, what are your thoughts on Pac-Man Jones going to TNA Impact?
My thoughts on Pac-Man Jones is that he's wasting his life by doing this. Because no offense, I'm not the biggest wrestling fan out there. I did this podcast with you guys to have some fun. I know somewhat about wrestling, but Pac-Man Jones, it's dumb what he's doing. He should sit out a year and then go back to the NFL. You make a lot more money in the NFL. It's a better sport, more popular sport, and I think that you should stay in the NFL if you have a chance. Mac, now bring us to our next topic.
All right. Just before we get to our next topic, which it has to do with player ratings on Wide World of Wrestling, we're going to go to talk a little bit about Chris Benoit and the whole situation with him. What do you guys think about Chris Benoit and the whole steroids rage, the roids rage, and the fact that he killed himself along with his family? Mike?
I think that this guy is crazy. Absolutely crazy. He took these roids and just went run out of roid rage, killing his wife, Nancy Benoit, and then killing his son, Daniel Benoit. And I just think that the guy has no idea what he was doing. The roids made him go crazy, and that I feel bad for his family, the whole Benoit family, but this guy is just crazy, and he's not one of, he used to be one of my favorite wrestlers. I looked up to him, not anymore. Now I see him as just a freak that did something terrible. Ron, what do you think about this?
Excuse me for that. What I think about this whole situation is that what Benoit did obviously is completely wrong. Benoit, the ratings have from the WWE, SmackDown, Raw, and ECW all equally have went down 10% since the death of him, his 8-year-old son, and his wife Nancy Benoit. The reason why this is so sickening is because we looked up to Chris Benoit as a guy that would do anything for everyone who is respectful to him and the WWE business. And then we see that he goes out, kills himself, his 8-year-old son, and his beloved wife. And Mike, right, Mike, you have something to say?
Yeah, one more thing. He killed his son, Daniel Benoit, 8 years old. He had some type of dwarfism, and he lied and said he had Fragile X, the type of autism, but he actually had some type of dwarfism, and as long as the 8 years that Daniel's been alive, he was lying about this. So, and also, I believe that the doctor that, for him and the same doctor as Rey Mysterio, he gave his 8-year-old son testosterone, as I believe, am I right?
Testosterone, steroids, growth hormone, all that stuff to make you grow.
Yeah, and this man went to double murder suicide, and then I just think that these roids are just causing a bunch of problems in the WWE, and that they should test more and more and just try to find these people on roids, because roids do nothing except ruin lives. Right, Jimmy, what do you think about this?
Okay, first of all, the fact that you just said roids do nothing but ruin life, that is true, but what is wrestling without steroids? 95% of the WWE wrestlers take steroids.
Right, I believe that it makes the industry more entertaining.
Yeah, whether you look at whether they look like they took it or not, I mean, 95% of these guys do take steroids. And if you stop taking steroids, you're not going to be strong, you're not going to be athletic, and there wouldn't be a WWE. Moving to Benoit, I think this guy was crazy what he did. He should have never killed his wife and his son. This is a terrible thing to do, regardless if he went on a roid rage or not. I think it was horrible. And he was one of my favorite wrestlers before he killed himself. Now I absolutely hate the guy. And I just think a lot of people looked up to this guy, and it's sad that he's letting a lot of people down. Matt?
Well, yeah, Jimmy's entirely right. Letting a lot of people down. His biggest fans were... Not only, they were brutally murdered. His biggest fans, his wife, his son's room was basically a shrine of his father. He had wrestling figures of his father, autographed posters, figures, everything. His room was a shrine, and now, there's nothing, there's no point of anything. Chris Benoit merchandise has been moved off every website. No, if you really go on Ringside Collectibles, a good wrestling figure website, you look and there's no Chris Benoit action figures, no Chris Benoit posters, no Chris Benoit photos, anything, no videos containing Chris Benoit directly. And now, basically, Chris Benoit has been forgotten in the wrestling world. I really didn't think it would have to happen like this. Now, we go to steroids, as Jimmy brought up. CM Punk, here's a guy that I am obsessed with. I think the guy's an amazing wrestler, but he's got a body type where people don't think that he takes steroids. He's got the fat kind of body where you
but
see
he
that.
Does,
yeah,
though, right?
You see that fat Odom saying how, oh, this guy can never do steroids because it doesn't look like he's on the juice. He doesn't look like he has a big muscle.
Exactly,
but under
like
that,
you said.
But under that layer of fat is all muscle that contain and it's contained. And that's why CM Punk is doing so successful in the wrestling business. That's why McMahon won't release him. And you know what? Before, this is not a quote from a person I know, by the name of Alex Reamer, very famous, but he actually stated this in his podcast, No Hold Barred. He said that Mr. McMahon, Vince McMahon, actually told Chris Masters, if you aren't on the juice, you might not be in this company for much longer. I'm not sure if that's exactly
that's
what
true.
He said.
I heard that on ESPN or something
yes,
like
that. Yes, that's not exactly what he said, but he said all of that. Now, I believe our next topics are going to be about the Raw champion, John Cena, WWE champion, SmackDown champion, The Great Khali, ECW heavyweight champion, John Morrison, United States champion, Montel Vontavious Porter, MVP, and Intercontinental champion, the Samoan Bulldozer, Umaga. When we get back, me, Mike, Jimmy, and maybe Mac will rate these five superstars on how they have done in the past couple of months as their title reign.
Yep, it's all when we come back right here on the Wide World of Wrestling. Mike Rosenberg, Mike DeSanti, and Jimmy DeFalco, and Matt Rowan along with you. And we'll be right back after this to talk some player ratings. As Matt just said, John Cena, Umaga, Khali, Jim Morrison, and MVP. We're back after this on the People's
Morrison.
John Morrison on the People's Sports Radio Network, TPSRadio.net. I got him mixed up with Jim Morrison of the Doors. We'll be back after this. Here we go. And we welcome you back to the Wide World of Wrestling on TPSRadio.net, the People Sports Radio Network. I'm your host, Mac Rosenberg, along with Mike DeSanti, Jimmy DeFalco, and Matt Rowan. Glad to be with you here, and we're going over some player or some wrestler ratings here. And we're starting off with the one and only John Cena. Hear his theme song there in the background. And now we'll just we'll get out of that as we go right to Mike DeSanti for his thoughts on John Cena. Mike? What are your thoughts on him, how he's been wrestling so far? The WWE champion, what would you rate him and give us some reasons?
All right. I think John Cena is one of the most dominating champions and one of the most dominating superstars that Raw has seen in the past decade. I think that he has faced every challenge that's been thrown at him in the last 10-month, 11-month title reign and won. So I think that he's a dominant champion. I'm going to rate him 8.5 to a 10. So And it's just in that John Cena has announced he will battle Carlito tonight on Raw for just, I guess that's just a match. Also on Raw tonight, I'm just going to bring up Battle of the Kings, King Booker versus Jerry the King Lawler. Yes, that's what I think about John Cena. 8.5 to a 9 is what I rate him. And just because he's the most dominating superstars that Raw has seen in a while, and maybe the most dominating right now. Jimmy, what do you
mean? I definitely have to agree with you, one of the best wrestlers to hit the decade. And I definitely think that this guy, in my opinion, is a 9. This guy, every challenge that has been thrown at him, he's beaten. He's beaten Kali for his belt, the SmackDown champ. He's beaten Shawn Michaels. He's beaten Edge. He's beaten Randy Orton. And, you know, he's just beaten so many people to retain this title. I think he'll definitely, and Umaga, he also beat, by the way. I definitely think this guy is definitely a good champion, and hopefully he won't lose it at SummerSlam to Randy Orton. Matt, what are your thoughts?
Just wait, before Matt goes, I just want to say something. He also won that 5-man battle royale, including Mick Foley,
Bobby Lashley. He beat 1-on-1 at Judgment Day.
Bobby Lashley, he beat 1-on-1 at the Great American Bash.
Yeah, that's what it was.
In that 5-man battle royale, it was John Cena, who he beat, Mick Foley, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, and Mick Foley,
Umaga.
King Booker. King Booker.
As well as Umaga at the Royal Rumble. Don't forget about that.
At the Royal Rumble. That's what Jimmy said. Yes.
Okay. My thoughts on this, I agree with Jimmy, except I don't give him an 8.5. I've actually got to change my opinion from what I usually think. I'd actually give him a 9.5. I don't think he's perfect, but I think he's pretty damn close to perfect. The way he's been handling his WWE title reign, it's almost as good as John Bradshaw, Layfield, JL, now the announcer of SmackDown brand of sports entertainment. He was a champion for, I believe, a year and a half, lost it to Rey Mysterio somewhat along the lines of last year. And John Cena is really carrying the WWE Championship to the next level. John Cena, he's carrying his career, regardless of his wrestling career, but his career as a famous person to the next level, being the WWE Champion for so long. Not many guys have had the pleasure of being a major champion for over a year. Maybe Rob Van Dam knows how it feels. So does John Cena, will, if he has it till Unforgiven. Now we give it a mic. Yes, something else to say?
And just to remind you guys, these are ratings up on right now, not overall the career. It's right now. So yeah, that's why I just wanted to add that. And also, you got to, if you're talking about title reigns, you got to mention Fabulous Moolah, a 30-year woman champion.
30-year women's champion.
Just had to add it.
She definitely knows how it feels. Fabulous Moolah. John Cena is just getting 1/30. One third, really, of what she felt. So, I mean, she didn't.
1/30, you were right.
Yeah, 1/30.
So now, Mac, who's our next superstar?
All right, guys, what are your opinions here on
Wait,
Umaga?
Actually, before we move on, I would like to say, do you guys think he will defend his title successfully at SummerSlam against Randy Orton?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we get to the contenders.
We're going to get to that when we talk about a Raw report, which will be coming up after our next break. But for now, we're going to go to the Samoan Bulldozer, Umaga. What would you guys rate him? And Mike, if you want to go first on that.
Actually, Matt, you could go first on that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Umaga?
Yes.
Okay, Umaga, I would definitely have to say, I'd rate him in the span of 7 to 8. Umaga, definitely one of the greatest wrestlers on the Raw brand as of now. He's been showing his style as a more of a crushing, demolishing type of wrestler. He's definitely been destroying. He is a great wrestler.
Come on, spit it out, Matt.
He has obviously left his manager Armando Estrada. That's obviously brought him to bigger and better places. And now we look for Umaga to defend his title successfully at SummerSlam. I'm sure he'll have Jeff Hardy or someone along the lines of that. He have a great feud running, so I'm sure it'll be Umaga versus Jeff Hardy at SummerSlam. We'll get to that a little bit later, but I think Umaga, if he has the heart, which I think he does, he will retain his title no matter what the obstacles are. Now, Mike, I believe you have your opinion.
Yeah.
I rated Umaga an 8.
Yeah, okay. As for Umaga, he's just a beast. I say him and Kali are the foreign, like, monsters. They're just, like, if they don't get DQ'd, as we've seen Umaga can do at Vengeance against Santino Marella, I think that they're dominating. Like, who's going to take Umaga down? Like, Umaga, he has the most deadly finisher right now. Small, like that could like crush your windpipe if you actually got hit with it. But I'm gonna have to say Umaga. He's dominating. He has a feud going on with Jeff Hardy, and I think that that's a good feud right now. But I'm gonna have to rate him at 7.5 to an 8 for Umaga, the Samoan Bulldozer. Jimmy, what are your thoughts about Umaga?
I'm gonna have to agree with you. I'd definitely say 7.5 or 8 for Umaga. This guy from the island of Samoa is one of the greatest superstars on this Royal roster, next to maybe John Cena and Bobby Lashley. This guy definitely could get a big push, and you know, could be the next WWE champion if Randy Orton doesn't take it away from Cena at SummerSlam. Umaga, so I'd have to rate him about like a 7.5 to an 8 also. This guy's just dominating, and the best thing about this guy is I love the way he holds the belt in the mouth. That's the best thing I've ever seen.
Just one more thing about Umaga. I just think that Umaga, everyone knows that he used to be WWE contention. That was around Royal Rumble, and now he's Intercontinental. But he also used to be known as ECMO on TNA, and he got a big jump when he came to the WWE. That just shows maybe that's what Pac-Man Jones is looking for, a little bit of a jump in his sports career.
All right, guys, next on our list is the 400-pound, 7-foot monster. They call him the Great Khali. And what do you guys think about him? And he's just been dominating of late. We'll go to Jimmy first. What do you think, the Great Khali, what kind of rating would you give him? And analyze it for us.
Okay, to be honest with you, I think the Great Khali, if wrestling wasn't predetermined, I think Khali would be undefeated his whole career. This guy, 7 foot, 400 and whatever pounds. This guy's just unstoppable. Nobody is going to beat this guy for the championship in a while, unless he gets hurt like Edge, or the SmackDown curse happens to him. I mean, otherwise, this guy will not lose the title. This guy is a great, a world heavyweight champion. The only two people that stand a chance against Umaga are Batista and Kane, and they both lost to him. And I think this guy is definitely around 8.59 range, almost as good as Cena. Not as good because Cena actually beat him. So I think he only got pinned one time in his whole career, and it was by the WWE champ John Cena. So I think this guy is a great, great world heavyweight champion, and definitely 8.59. This guy's unstoppable.
All right. Now for my opinion on Great Khali, I think that Khali, 420 plus pounds, 7 foot. 3. He is dominating. I know he lost to John Cena twice, Judgment Day.
Twice, whatever.
He got tapped out to the SCFU, controversial foot might have been under the rope, but he did lose at One Night Stand, FU'd off of the crane, 12 feet off the ground onto the concrete floor. Alright, so for this Punjabi giant, I'm going to give him an 8. He's not as good as John Cena in my mind. He lost twice to John Cena, so there's no way I could give him as good a rating as John Cena, but both champions, different brands. He's making the switch over to SmackDown in the draft on June 11th, first pick, actually. So, I'm going to have to give him an 8, as I said. And I just think that his title reign might be good on SmackDown, but the only two people, as Jimmy said, that could come down, in my mind, are the 1 and the 3 seeds of SmackDown. Batista being the 1, Kane being the 3. Batista is one of my favorite wrestlers. That's why I put him so high. And I think that Batista is a great contender to take down Khali at SummerSlam, or the next pay-per-view, which I believe is Cyber Sunday?
No, the next pay-per-view is SummerSlam.
SummerSlam, yeah. Oh, Unforgiven. Sorry. Okay, so, next, after Khali, Mac. Rowan, no, actually, Matt, you have to go on.
The Great Khali, to be honest with you, I think this is a joke. The Great Khali, he might be 7'3", 450 pounds, whatever he is. He isn't a good wrestler. I mean, come on. They're giving him a very big push. The guy comes in April 06. The guy, they wait 1 year to give the guy any sort of a push. What has the guy done besides have a little a Punjabi party and win a 20-man battle royal that everybody knew he was going to win? Because obviously it takes all probably the other 19 men
Mark
to
Henry.
Throw him over
Mark
the,
him,
to
Mark
throw.
Henry, Kane, and
Yeah, Kane, Batista, and Mark Henry. But what did they do? The SmackDown roster was very smart, and they eliminated Mark Henry the 3rd after the Major Brothers were eliminated. And then you look at it, Kane and Batista fighting each other. No idea that Khali is about to throw them over the top rope. Khali gets this sudden urge to throw him over. He wins the World Heavyweight Belt. And now everybody's looking at him as one of the greatest superstars as of now, but I don't think that. I have to rate the great Khali, I believe, I'll rate him a 7.5, 7. And wow, I'm saying wow because number one, Mike, you're saying wow, but I'm going to answer back at you because great Khali isn't talented. I really don't think he's talented whatsoever. Now we will go to our next superstar, I believe, Jimmy.
Just one more word on Khali. You don't have to be talented if you're 7 foot, 400 pounds. Just letting you know.
Well, yeah. If you don't have to be talented, that makes no sense. Because how are you going to make it into the wrestling business if you're not talented? And let's be honest, I really don't think the great Khali takes steroids. He doesn't have to take steroids.
Khali is in the WWE, and he is the world heavyweight champion. Okay, he's a joke, but whatever. But I don't care. He's the world heavyweight champion.
It's his opinion.
Yeah, I know.
All right, guys, next on our list, recently crowned ECW champion John Morrison. Is that right? John Morrison recently beat out CM Punk for the ECW champion. What do you guys think about him?
John Morrison, I think that ever since he lost Johnny Nitro and became John Morrison, I like him a lot better. Johnny Nitro was a tag team wrestler along with Melina and Joey Mercury, and John Morrison replacing Benoit, because we all know what happened to Benoit at Vengeance, replacing Benoit, winning the title. I mean, Benoit was supposed to win the title, but John Morrison couldn't replace
him.
Yeah, but he had some personal reasons at the time. And so then he comes in, John Morrison wins the title. I personally think that either the Alpha Male or Elijah Burke should have been in it. They were the ones in the tournament. So they were the ones in the tournament, and John Morrison wasn't even in it. So why was John Morrison? But John Morrison, I like him. I'd have to give John Morrison I'm going to give him a 7 because he is a good champion. I like John Morrison, but my favorite wrestler, CM Punk, is going to take him down at SummerSlam because I think he will be the contender for the title. Who's up next, Matt?
On John Morrison. I think John Morrison is a good gimmick of the... He's now going to obviously follow up on his Johnny Nitro gimmick. He's going to try to become twice times over better than when he was Johnny Nitro. I think the Johnny Nitro gimmick went out very well for him. Intercontinental Champion, World Tag Team Champion, WWE Tag Team Champion. He was great as Johnny Nitro. Now he comes in with this new sick-ass attitude. John Morrison, the guy who looks to stomp all over the ECW heavyweight division, the only title they have, and I believe they are getting tag team belts in there.
All right, so what do you rate him?
I rate John Morrison a 6. And why do I rate John Morrison a 6? Because I just don't think he's as good as John Cena, and not even nearly as good as the great Punjabi Giant, Khali. Now, Jimmy, you have your opinion. 6, by the way. Jimmy, you're up.
My opinion on John Morrison, well, I actually liked him better when he was Johnny Nitro. Johnny Nitro, I think, is a way better name than John Morrison. Johnny Nitro, or as of now, John Morrison, is a good wrestler for ECW, but, you know, he is not the best on that roster. Sooner or later, he will lose it to CM Punk. The guy from Chicago, Illinois, will definitely take it away from him eventually. They had it planned out that Benoit would win the title over CM Punk, so they had no intentions for John Morrison to be holding this title right now, and I don't think they made him lose it at the last pay-per-view because of the fact that it would look too suspicious to WWE fans. So I think either this pay-per-view or the next pay-per-view, John Morrison will lose the title to CM Punk, who actually deserves the title.
And now we're going to talk more about the ratings for the U.S. Champion MVP. Jimmy?
MVP. I like this guy, to be honest with you, but I really don't think he's as good as a wrestler as he says he is. Not the fans or the analysts of what he says he is. He's so cocky, it annoys the you-know-what out of me. Mr. Kennedy and him should get along very nice. They're both cocky, and I think that MVP is a pretty good wrestler. He's versing Matt Hardy, I think, at SummerSlam in a ladder match, I think. He didn't announce what it is, but that's Matt Hardy's specialty. So they'll be versing each other in a ladder match for the U.S. Championship. And expect Matt Hardy to win it from him because, you know, they haven't won the tag team belts. Him and his brother Jeff haven't won the tag team belts in a while. So I think the reason for not winning the tag team belt is because they are going for Intercontinental and U.S. They're getting a push by the WWE. Matt Hardy's a great wrestler. But moving on to MVP, I have to give him an 8. I think this guy is a good wrestler, but is a little bit too cocky, Mike.
Yeah. As Jimmy was saying, he's cocky, but he's confident in himself. He's proved himself quite good so far. He's beat Chris Benoit, the 22-year-old veteran. He beat Matt Hardy, and he beat Ric Flair, 16-time champion. So I'm going to have to give MVP a 7.5 because he's cocky. He proved himself. He even said he could beat Matt Hardy at running, jumping, and basketball, and football. But
and baseball.
And baseball and hopscotch, but I'm not going to name them all because he's too confident to even get them all out. I don't even remember them all. So, MVP, cocky, confident, Montel Vontavious Porter is a good U.S. champion. So now we're going to go to Matt Rowan for his take on MVP. Matt?
Okay. What I think about Montel Vontavious Porter, MVP, very cocky, as we followed up on. He will have a successful title reign. I think, to be honest with you, I think he can beat Matt Hardy in a ladder match. According to him, he can beat him at everything.
Anything.
And everything. What we now, MVP, I rate him, I believe I rated him an 8, 7.5, around there. I rated him an 8 because he is he's an electrifying superstar. I think he reminds me of a spitting image of The Rock, as a matter of fact. I think he can be the next Rock if he gets a big enough push as The Rock did. And now I think we go to our next segment. I think we go to the Raw Report, Mac.
No, first we're going to do our rating recap.
Okay, recap.
Guys, we're going to recap all the ratings that you guys did. For Umaga, Jimmy?
For Umaga, I said 7, Cena 9, Kali 8.5, John Morrison said MVP 8. Rowan, what did you say?
I said Umaga 8. I said Cena 9.5. I said the great Kali 7.5. I said John Morrison 6.
And how can you give John Morrison
7? And you gave him a 7.
I know, but
oh,
6.
Oh, you're saying that was low.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give him a 7 as well. So I'll start from there. John Morrison, 7. Montel Vontavious Porter, 7.5. Umaga, 8.5. John Cena, the champ, 8.5 to a 9. And Great Khali, the Punjabi Giant, an 8.
All right. We'll be right back on this edition of Wide World of Wrestling on the People Sports Radio Network, tpsradio.net.
To the Wide World of Wrestling on TPSRadio.net. Mac Rosenberg, your host. Mike DeSanti, Jimmy DeFalco, Matt Rowan, along with you. And we're just going over some contenders now to round out our show. We go start off with the Raw Report, and we go right to Mike. Mike, looking at the WWE Championship, it'll be Randy Orton and John Cena. Quickly, who do you think is going to win that matchup?
I'm going to say Randy Orton. John Cena, his time is up. He's gone through everything, but I think that he's just going to lose.
Not now.
Okay, but I think that his time is up because Randy Orton, very sneaky guy, I think he will win. All right, and also for my number one contenders, I think that for the World Tag Team versus Kaden Murdoch, Brian Kendrick, Paul London seem good. Tag Team, it's nice to see them in action again. They were good Tag Team champions for SmackDown. I think that Raw will give them a chance for their Tag Team. Intercontinental, they got a feud, Umaga and Khali going on. No, I'm sorry, Umaga and Jeff Hardy going on. Sorry, So I think that Jeff Hardy versus Umaga for that title. And for the women's title, I'm going to have to go with Candice Michelle versus Melina again. They got a feud going on. Melina's got to get a revenge against Candice Michelle. And those are my predictions for the contenders. Jim?
Now moving on to the WWE number one contender. Obviously, it's Randy Orton. Hey, John Cena, guess what? Your time is up. Randy Orton's time is now. You won't be the champion after SummerSlam. I think Randy Orton will take it from him. Randy Orton, the number one contender. But when Triple H gets back, he will be the new number one contender. That is my prediction. For the World Tag Team, I have to say I have to agree with Mike, Paul London, and Brian Kendrick. Definitely the number one contenders against Kaden Murdoch, because I strongly believe one of the Hardys will be either Intercontinental or U.S. champion. So that rules them out of the tag team. And so Kendrick and London, definitely number one contenders for the World Tag Team. Intercontinental, obviously, Jeff Hardy has the best shot. But I say Santino Marella. Watch out about him. He hasn't been making a lot of noise in the WWE lately. but he'll be back and be wanting, and he'll be wanting to face Umaga for that championship and could have a chance to make it. And now, and for the women's title, I have to agree with Mike again. Candice Michelle versus Melina for the women's title. They have a feud going, as Mike said, and I definitely think that these two are the two best women wrestlers on Raw. Mike, Rowan?
Okay, now for the, I'm going to follow up on what they said. Randy Orton, obviously the number one contender. I agree with Jimmy. I think Randy Orton will win. He will crush John Cena's almost 1 year anniversary as the WWE champion. We move on to the Intercontinental, Jeff Hardy and Umaga. I think Jeff Hardy will win that match if there is a Jeff Hardy-Umaga match. The World Tag Team match, I think that London and Kendrick, Brian Kendrick, Paul London, will face Kane Murdoch, and I think Kane Murdoch, their time is up as well, their run for the World Tag Team Champs. And I think a new women's wrestler should be added to the mix, and I think there will be a triple threat match at SummerSlam. Maybe a Candice Michelle Molina, maybe Mickey James will get back into the Women's Championship, maybe Maria if she's got something up her sleeve. Maybe the new women's wrestler, Beth Phoenix, but anything, I think it'll be a triple threat match. Candice Michelle and Melina definitely. Now, Mike, you have something to say.
All right, just while we're talking about Raw, I got to announce Triple H, the game, coming back. King of Kings coming back at SummerSlam. And also, as Matt was talking about, we got Beth Phoenix, maybe? Melina's tag team partner. She might be a good wrestler for them. And also, we just saw Cody Rhodes beat Daivari on Raw, so... Next up, Mac, what's coming up next?
We're going to go over some your serve of SmackDown for this show, and that's our new segment about SmackDown. And our number one contenders for the World Heavyweight Championship, the U.S. title, the Cruiserweight title, and the WWE Tag Team. Mike, would you start us off with those?
All right, we got the World Heavyweight, Kali. Batista is my guess. Batista is going on with the feud with Kali, and I think that he's going to be the one to take him down. So that's what I'm going to say. Batista versus Kali for the World Heavyweight and U.S. title MVP. It's Matt Hardy. It's my prediction, not known yet. Cruiserweight, we got Hornswoggle, Little Leprechaun. Yeah, there's nothing saying. Jamie Noble, him got a little thing going on. Maybe they'll give Jamie Noble a chance. Maybe the Jimmy Wang Yang, hot Cruiserweight. We got Chavo Guerrero. Maybe Rey Mysterio will come back. Who knows by then? Me and Jimmy both agree on that one. And the WWE tag team, Deuce and Domino. I mean, like, who do we got to take that away from them? SmackDown. We got, like, nothing. So, who are we going to talk? What are they going to do? Another open challenge? We don't even know if all these titles are going to be defended at SummerSlam, but we do know that there's got to be someone. Who's going to go for Deuce and Domino? Anyone know any tag team besides Bret and Brian Major, the Ohio Valley Tag Team Champions that are on SmackDown? Anyone know any tag teams?
Oh, no. Actually, just to point it out, Bret and Brian Major are no longer the champions. It's actually Cassidy James and Casey James.
Oh, okay, sorry, but... The only people I could even think of, maybe we got Legends again. You know, Sergeant Slaughter and Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Okay, so Jimmy, what do you think about the WWE tag team first?
The WWE tag team, I really have no idea who could take it away from Deuce and Domino. Really, no idea at all. Nobody on that SmackDown roster is better as a tag team than Deuce and Domino. Unless Jeff Hardy goes to SmackDown and wins the SmackDown title with his brother Matt. I think those are the only people that will take it away from Deuce and Domino. Now moving to the World Heavyweight belt. Kali, as I said before, this guy is just a beast and nobody can take this guy down. This guy definitely could be holding the title for as long as Cena did, maybe even longer than Cena. We have no idea. But number one contenders, obviously Batista, Kane, and watch out for Rey Mysterio when he returns. He could be the one taken away from him. He's much faster, much quicker, and more athletic than Kali. He might be able to take it away from him.
That would be a big upset. 5'3" over 7'3".
That'd be a very big upset. Now I'm going to the U.S. title MVP, Matt Hardy, obviously the number one contender. Obviously, it's going to be a ladder match because that's Matt Hardy's specialty over MVP. I think he'll win it over MVP. And so that's what I have to say about the U.S. title and the Cruiserweight title. It also could be Rey Mysterio as the Cruiserweight title when he gets back. And, you know, even if he doesn't succeed for the World Heavyweight, he definitely could be the Cruiserweight champ, taking it away from Hornswoggle, one of my favorite wrestlers, and I'm glad they gave him a title shot. That's not, You know, it's not really fair to have midgets wrestling and not, you know, get a title shot or anything. I'm glad that Hornswoggle is the cruiserweight champ. I'm glad the WWE let him do that, and he won't be having it for soon, though. That's all I got to say. Matt, what are your thoughts on the serve of SmackDown?
Okay, to name a few, I just want to say Hornswoggle's whole gimmick is a joke. Now I'll start off with the cruiserweight title. Another joke. I don't know, Jim will ask you. You think everything is so fake.
Okay,
With the titles, Cruiserweight Champion, you guys both said Rey Mysterio. I said Jamie Noble, you said Rey Mysterio in the end. The little feud that Jamie Noble and Hornswoggle got going on in the Cruiserweight division. So I think Jamie Noble will lose that. He's been so unlucky. I think Hornswoggle will fool him under the ring. United States Champion. I definitely think that Matt Hardy will obviously be the contender for MVP. I think Matt Hardy will beat MVP at his own game. A ladder match is what he's been bragging about. MVP thinks he could beat him at everything. I won't name any because it's a very long list. He's such a bragger. He thinks he can do everything. World Heavyweight Championship. Batista will get his revenge on the Great Khali. He crashed his Punjabi Indian party this past Friday night on SmackDown. And I think Batista will beat the Great Khali and will be once again the World Heavyweight Champion. WWE Tag Team, I really don't even think there are any contenders. I think Deuce Domino won't even have to defend their titles. But if I really had to name, I'd probably say the Major Brothers, or they pull some team off of the Ohio Valley roster. Mike?
All right, so what's up next, Matt?
All right, guys. That is, we're going to do actually, get out of here on this Monday night. We're going to go to the ECW Experience and the ECW for the number one contender for the ECW champ. Mike?
My favorite, CM Punk, is taking down John Morrison at the biggest party of the year. Enough said, Jimmy.
I definitely agree with you. I think CM Punk will definitely beat John Morrison. Even though John Morrison got a great push, I still think CM Punk's the better wrestler, better kicker, better puncher, better athletically built than John Morrison. I definitely think he'll take it away from him, Matt.
I have to disagree with the athletically built part, but I think CM Punk will take down John Morrison this upcoming pay-per-view at SummerSlam. I don't think I should talk anymore. Here's Mac.
All right, guys, any last words before we wrap it up?
Hornswoggle, joke. Cruiserweight champion, he's going down, and CM Punk is going to be victorious over John Morrison for the ECW champion. Jimmy.
My last word is Mr. Kennedy. Watch out for him. He's going to get a good push. I like this guy. Matt?
Okay, I have to state Mike with the Hornswoggle issue. I don't even know how Jamie Noble's family can handle the fact that Jamie Noble's been beaten by a midget twice in a row. Mac? Okay, well, I don't think it's cool that midgets are beating guys almost over 6 foot in wrestling. Mac?
It's predetermined, Matt.
All right, well, before we go and exit out of the show, I'm just going to say you can reach me at mds2493@aol.com. Jimmy?
And me, as you know, 4th and Inches, redsoxsuck2193@yahoo.com, redsoxsuck2193@yahoo.com, and Matt?
Okay, you can reach me at gmen1201@gmail.com.
That's it for us. I'm Mac Rosenberg.
I'm Mike DeSanti.
And I'm Jimmy DeFalco.
And I'm Matt Rowe.
And this has been The Wide World of Wrestling on TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network. This show brought to you by Fathead. Get yours at fathead.com. Once again, I'm Mac Rosenberg, Mike DeSanti, Jimmy DeFalco, and Matt Rowan. For all those listeners out there, it is The Wide World of Wrestling on the People's Sports Radio Network, TPSRadio.net. We'll see you later.